It's easy to add music or delete music from an iPod. Music of the more tangible kind, like CDs or even LPs, can be much tougher to get rid of emotionally as well as physically. Music writer Noel Murray has committed 1 year to listening through his entire album collection, then deciding what to keep and what to toss. He's chronicling his record cleanout in a column for the satirical newspaper The Onion. Joins us from his home in Conway, Arkansas, near Little Rock. Thanks very much for being with us.
Good to be here.
Just give us a for instance right now. What's a CD or LP that you recently decided to keep and one to toss?
You know, there are some artists that I've been trying for years to get into because all of my friends like them and because other critics like them, like Cat Power. I've been committing myself for years to liking Cat Power, and I have yet to actually do it. In this series, one of the things I'm doing actually is trying to revive the critical reputation of some acts that most of my readers probably would roll their eyes at, bands like Chicago, for example, that have no critical cachet, and yet their first several albums in the early 70s are quite good.
Is there a key that you figured out to what makes a memorable piece of music, something that's for the ages as opposed to just that week?
You know, it's really more what I personally respond to, and I guess part of this project also is trying to figure out, you know, what my taste is. And what I found is that I like songs with a really strong sense of rhythm or polyrhythm. I like it when an artist knows what they're doing and is trying something very purposefully. One of the bands that has been kind of a pleasure to rediscover, you know, at this point I'm going alphabetically and I'm only as far as the late C's. Big Audio Dynamite, you know, the band that came after The Clash with Mick Jones, when their turn came up in the rotation, I listened very carefully to the albums that I had by them. And I discovered that, you know, a lot of what was exciting about The Clash, which is their combining of different musical traditions and putting them out with a personal touch, was equally evident in Big Audio Dynamite.
Speaking of The Clash, and you volunteered that you're only in the late C's, have you gotten to The Clash?
Yes, The Clash was last week.
Don't throw away anything by The Clash.
No. The Clash is actually one of those bands that I listen to the entire discography every year,
Yeah.
much like some folks would read a favorite book over and over again.
And anything you've listened to and have just said to yourself, I don't need to listen to that one again.
Well, it's not so much that, as sort of realizing that I may have liked something because of a certain place in time and I'm just not in that place anymore. Billy Bragg is a good example. I mean, Billy Bragg meant a lot to me when I was in high school and college. And I still think he's got a lot of great music and a lot of great
Yeah.
songs, but for me at least, I would sort of have to be 20 again.
Noel Murray of The Onion speaking to us from his home in Conway, Arkansas. Mr. Murray, nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you.
This is NPR News.